Tara Kadosh begins Parshas Behar, Yadaba Shema Moshe Behar Sinai Lamer. And Rashi, quoting the Torah's Kahanim, says, Ma'ini Shmita Etzel Sinai, what does the Torah specify Shmita Behar Sinai? To teach us, says Rashi, Ma Shmita Nemer Kloser Preserved the Tab of Sinai, just like when we speak about the Halach of Shmita, the Halach of Shmita and all of the details attached to the Halach of Sinai, of Shemitah taught at Har Sinai, Af Kulam, Nemer Kloseim, Vidagutayim Sinai, all of the halachas in the Torah, they and all their details were taught in Har Sinai. And of course, many Mefarshim asked the question, the lesson that all of the Torah and all of the rules of the Torah were taught at Har Sinai, of course, is a very important critical lesson. But why from all the mitzvahs of the Torah, does the Torah choose to teach us this lesson specifically by Shemitah? So as we learned in Masechta Menachos, the Gemara taught us that it was extremely common and remains common to rotate the crops of a field. When somebody is planting a field, they don't plant the field every year. They don't plant the field with the same crop every year because they are concerned that that will deplete the nutrients of the field. And therefore, they're rotated on a regular basis. So when one looks at the mitzvah Shemitah, one could take the approach that this is just good farming. What's the proof that it isn't? Because if one was to do it just for farming purposes, they would do it according to the schedule, which they would assume is the proper schedule for their field. To have everybody in an entire country do the rotation, the leaving the field open for 1 year, the same, everybody the same year, is a proof they're not doing it just for their own benefit, for the benefit of the field. They're doing it, as the Pasuk says, V'shavsa oretz Shabbos Lashem. That what they're doing, even though it does bring them benefit, it's clear that what they're doing is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do that, wants them to do it that way. And if they do things because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do it that way, then of course the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, V'tzivisi es brachasi, that we will be zoicha to bracha. What does the Torah mean? That even though it's 6 years they're working on the field, it's ready time to leave the field empty, yet those years that the field already is depleted and the field is being not worked on, will there be years of a tzivisi es brachasi? There will be years that there will be tremendous bracha in our field, in our panosum. That is what we learn from Shemitah. That when we do a mitzvah, what should be our consideration when we do a mitzvah? Our consideration when we do a mitzvah is that it's the Shem Hashem. That we're doing it because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And therefore, that will bring to us the bracha that the mitzvah brings. And therefore, the Torah says, just like by Shemitah, where the way we just described it, it's so obvious that the person who's doing what he's doing it, doing what he's doing, is doing purely L'Shem Hashem, L'Shem Shemayim. Otherwise, not everybody would be doing it the same year and the same way. That should become a lesson for us in everything that we do, in every mitzvah we do, that the reason we do a mitzvah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do the mitzvah. That is what drives us in life. And then the Torah begins with B'chukosai Teilechu, and the Medrash, quite famous Medrash, on that pasuk says, the David HaMelech says, B'chayoyim v'yoyim, every single day, Hayisi Mechashiv, I thought, L'beis Tira, Plani Ani Hayolach, I'm going to go to this home, I'm going to go to do this, I'm going to go to do that. Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, and my feet, so to speak, says the Medrash, take me by themselves to the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. Beautiful Medrash, but the question, of course, is, what is the connection of that Medrash to this Pasuk? So Rabbi Yeshua Mibels explains. Rashi says on the words, that one should constantly be learning Torah. And again, of course, we constantly have to learn Torah. But what does it have to do with? And he explains that Telechu means to be going. As we know, the difference between a person and a malach is that we humans are Telechu. We're constantly supposed to be going and growing, walking further. But when we think about it, and we think about what the Medrash says of Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, the question is quite obvious. Is it possible for us to be constantly Amelim B'Torah, for constantly to learn? Don't we have other obligations in life to support our family, to work, to eat, and to do whatever else as necessary, as part of life? The answer is that it's not only when one is sitting in the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses as he's serving Hashem. Rather, a person is serving Hashem at all times when he's, whatever he's doing. If a person is eating and his intention is that I'm eating so I should have the energy, the strength to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. If I'm sleeping with that intent, if I work with the intent that whatever I earn, I'm going to use the way I'm supposed to use, then what happens is he is indeed a person who is learning Torah. He's Telechu. He has brought Torah into every moment of his life. And that's what the Pasuk says, Im b'chu kaisei Telechu. And b'chukayse teilechu means that teilechu, wherever we go and whatever we do, it should be connected to b'chukayse. It should be connected to the will of Hashem and to do avoidus Hashem. And that's what Rashi says, shetiyu amelim b'torah and b'chukayse teilechu, even when we're walking and going somewhere which is not in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. But it's teilechu. It's in the category of service of Hashem, if b'chukayse, if that is what we, if we have our goal correct. And that's what David HaMelech says. B'chayoyim v'yoyim, every day, cheshavti drachai, I started thinking, what am I going to do? So one, everybody seems to think that pshat in the Medrash is that David HaMelech had intention to do other things, and then he always would revert, and then he changed his mind and went back to the Beis Medrash. The Belzer Rebbe is saying a different pshat. He says, of course, David HaMelech was a king, and David HaMelech could not and did not spend all of the time in the Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. But what David HaMelech did was that when he wasn't in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, he chshafti drachai when he was his own drachai, when he was on his own path, doing whatever he needed to do, v'shiva raglei el adesecha, whatever he did was connected to adesecha, was connected to Tiras Hashem, because that was his goal and mission in everything that he did. It should always be avodas Hashem, like we spoke about Shemitah. Even when you're working the field, or you're not working the field, the conversation is not about the field. The conversation is about avodas Hashem. My drachai, and that's why he suggests when somebody goes out on a path, he's not certain that his path will be successful. But David HaMelech says, chishafti drachai, I'm confident that my path will be a path of success. Why will it be a path of success? Because of shiva ragi eloi desecha. The goal of my path is avodas Hashem. And if the goal of my path is avodas Hashem, it will be a successful path. And with this, I think the Sefer Beis Yitzchak tries to explain a somewhat difficult Gemara. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, says, "Bizman Yisrael Oisim Mitchana Shemakim." When Klal Yisrael are doing what Hashem wants us to do, Malachim Nasa Deyachem, we don't have to have other people do it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'amdu Zorim V'rod Sunchem." Other people will do our work, and we will just be able to learn and do mitzvahs. However, Bizman Shein Yisrael Oisim Mitchana Shemakim, Malachim Nasa Deyatzman. That when we are not on the proper madrega, we still have to work. So he asked the obvious question. He says, Taisus asked the question. The pasuk that says Vasafta de Ganecha is preceded with the words Vahayim Shemaya Tishma Matzoisai Shanechim Tzav Eschem Ayoyim. Torah is speaking about a person who does what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. So if we're speaking about a person who's doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do, the question, of course, is, why is he considered Ein Oisim Ritzoino Shel Makom? And he explains by giving an interesting mashal, by giving an interesting analogy. He says there were two people that their lives seemed to be very similar. They would get up in the morning on time, go to shul, learn, daven, give tzedakah, do mitzvahs properly, raise their families properly. Yet one is in a different madrega than the other one. How can we tell? So he says there was an easy way of being able to make that determination. They both had businesses. Perhaps they even had the exact same business. And sometimes an opportunity comes up in business. One of them had his times that he learned and did mitzvahs or davened. And even if there was a wonderful opportunity that came up, he did not stop what he was doing. That opportunity will be there if it's supposed to be there. And if it won't be there because it's not supposed to be there, it won't be there. The other person, of course, always attempted to do what's right, but would not give up an opportunity. What's the difference between these two people? They're both people who are good people. But the difference between them is that the person who is not going to give up his learning time or his davening time or whatever is a person that realizes that he is here primarily for Avodas Hashem. Of course, as we've been saying, Avodas Hashem includes many other aspects. But if everything is for Avodas Hashem, how could taking care of business in a time that's not the time I'm supposed to be doing it supersede my avodas Hashem? The other person, he does everything that he's supposed to do and he doesn't do what he's not supposed to do. But he's showing that his life is not all about avodas Hashem. And the parsha of Shemitah comes to teach us that even something as basic as working our field, the real goal in everything we do is supposed to be avodas Hashem. And if we're not accomplishing that, and we're not using every opportunity for avodas Hashem, then we are ein oisim ritzonim shemakoyim, even though the Torah calls him avayim shemaya tishmu. And David HaMelech teaches us that what we are supposed to always remember is chashavti drachai, what am I here for? And that has influence on everything I do and every decision I make, because in B'chukosai Teilechu, I remember I'm here to move further in my avodas Hashem.